A simple walk in the woods can remind us that we have many neighbors. And DeMarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, such awareness can be most healing.
Again, as it has been over the years, my perverse back is dictating the terms of my life. I can only assume that the back God issued me was a leftover or rebuilt, and not one of the custom-fitted models that accommodate most individuals' peculiarities. My back overreacts. It talks back. Consequently, my priorities have shifted. Getting there, wherever there might be, is not a big deal anymore. What I discover along the way is now the big deal. My walking consists of short walks from my studio up the driveway to the mailbox and back, a 10-minute walk tops. On one trip to the mailbox, I thought I'd hug a large conifer tree. Performing the hug, I couldn't get my fingers to touch when I was wrapping my arms around the trunk. The bark looked like an alligator's hide or like an assemblage of wood chips, secured to the tree like miniature wooden shingles. The rough tree bark does not make a hug feel like a warm fuzzy like I might wish. A large clod of dirt moved across the path in front of me. As big as my open hand, it wobbled unsteadily. This lump of dirt rode on the huge turtle's back. I tried moving him out of harm's way. As I nudged him with my foot, his neck shot out. Fortunately, my foot was well out of reach, even as he tried getting at it. He hissed menacingly. I found a stick and nudged him to the roadside. He bit down on the stick with a crunch, growling and hissing. I kept poking at him. Finally, he fell into the narrow culvert, shell side up. He was home free. I made it to the mailbox, feeling like the Good Samaritan, despite no appreciation for my good works. I turned left at the intersecting road toward my neighbor's mailbox. Between mailboxes is a gully, and it was filled with water. As I walked along, I'd hear squeak and then plop, as a basking frog, alarmed by my presence, made for the water. Walking further, the same a squeak, a couple of croaks, and plop. Frog after frog abandoned his day in the sun to take refuge from me in the water. I had no idea my presence could be so intrusive. I didn't even know the frogs were there. Still, they were offended at my simply walking and minding my own business. I was beginning to feel like a pariah. My day was finally redeemed when, returning to my own mailbox, I saw at the entrance to the driveway a good-sized butterfly. She took wing and flew zigzag circles, but, to my surprise and delight, quickly returned exactly from where she'd taken flight, near my left foot. She obviously did not think I was a danger or some kind of creepy man to hiss at or jump away from. For that moment, I was just a neighbor out there standing by my mailbox. As a part of my healing routine now, I check in with these neighbors now and then. It's easy to forget they're so close. And except for one ungrateful turtle, most are a comfort. In that brief walk, my world grew slightly bigger. George Merrill on the shore.